Get it. Next year's not guaranteed. So that's why he wants a bigger guarantee. Or more, he wants a guarantee in the first place. But you're still, if you come and play, you're going to be the fourth highest paid lineman in football. That seems pretty fair to me for a guy who's that old. I don't know.
Well, see, effective and old are different. He's old, but he's still super effective.
Yeah.
And that's where the money comes in. How effective are you? And I'm telling you, I'm 10 seconds away, Evan, from saying that Trent Williams might be the key to your season more than McCaffrey. If you're telling me Brock Purdy, the two most important players on the team, Steiny, he's protecting your blind side.
He's an offensive lineman.
Man, come on, you know what it is.
Who does McCaffrey need to run behind?
Answer that, though.
Okay.
That's leverage.
No. That's what we'll do today. Trent Williams is more important than McCaffrey. Okay. Is that what we're doing?
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, then you tell me why he's not at camp.
I believe 90. 79% of this is big fella you don't have to show.
Okay.
So that ended. That ended Saturday and Friday in Vegas. So now I am kind of stony. Okay. When's the announcement? How long will it take you to get here? So I am kind of like eyebrows raised.
And forgive me if I have a different way of thinking, but the whole idea of, oh, well, he's 36 and he doesn't like training camp and he'll be fine once he'll be ready to go day one.
Right. Pro's pro.
Yeah. And I say he's 36. He's 36. Bosa was 24 last year. He held out and he wasn't the same. But Trent's 36 and he'll just be ready to hit the ground running. Maybe. But everybody,
that's the Niners' reality now.
Everybody acts like Trent Williams is just a guarantee. I know what he's done in the past. He's one of the greats. I don't know what he's going to do this season.
Well, you're going to pay him hoping he does what he's done the last few seasons.
Not in the big games, you're not.
Well,
Waterman, Corda Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing? And why don't we talk about the three games he missed?
And
he didn't play a full season.
Yeah, and the team lost all three.
Okay.
That's leverage. Beverage of leverage. Yeah. God, I wish I could
say
that.
Yeah, no, he'll play a full 17 games this year.
I didn't say that.
What's up, Waterman?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
One of you guys earlier said the Niners going 11-6. I personally think that's probably the top end for them this season.
How come?
I think Matt Itaio's take that you guys played yesterday was very true. I think you got the core group of this team who's gone to another Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs in a dramatic fashion, and now you're starting the season. This whole training camp, it's been the IUK, contract saga. Now you got Trent involved. It messes with the team. I'm sorry. It messes with camaraderie. Nobody can say it doesn't. Nobody can say it doesn't. There's no way. I personally think, Debo's on the sideline. He's going through the motions. Kittle's going to be Kittle, joyful and happy in his interviews. But it's in the back of their head. I feel like these guys feel like they can't get over the hump. I hope they can as a fan. Trust me. In my adult life, I've unfortunately watched this team lose three Super Bowls, which is hard to say out loud. It's brutal, but I think we're going to have another kind of an injury plague year. I think Brock's going to get hurt and be out for a couple of games. I think Debo's going to get hurt and be out for a couple of games. Kittle's, he plays reckless. He's going to probably get hurt, be out for a couple of games, and that's going to cost this game. So I personally think, 10-7, 9-8 is probably going to be where we're at. And I think we're going to be hoping to get in on a wild card. And, I don't personally think we're going back to the Super Bowl. I think this team's going to need a little bit of a reset. And what I mean by that is a bad season to then come in and go, guys, we're better than this. Let's focus. Let's get on the same page. Let's do this. We can't have these big contract negotiation issues. I think it hurt Bosa last year.
Yeah.
Bosa wasn't himself for the first half of the season. And so, it sucks, but this is part of the reality of the NFL these days. We're not set necessarily at every position It's not like the old days when the Niners were pretty consistent, and no offense, didn't lose Super Bowls. So, yeah, man, that's my take, guys, and I hope I'm wrong.
Thanks, Waterman.
I really do. I really
appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it,
good
man.
Good stuff.
You know what? I saw a bunch of this on the YouTube chat, and would you take it right now? Would you take this? 10-7 playoffs. I'm not telling you the seed. You could figure it out. 10-7 playoffs. You taking that right now if you're a Niner fan?
Wow. I'm not.
Okay.
Because I think that's substandard.
Okay.
And I think that's a sign or indication that something went wrong, Stoney. Now, again, I want to, you know, I'd give my right arm to make the playoffs, but why would you ask that? Why would you fall on 10-7 right there? And like, because there's a point behind that.
It's a perfectly acceptable record, and you're going to be a playoff team most likely. And I want to see if that's good enough. It would be good enough. I would take it. I absolutely would take it. And then let's take our chances in the playoffs. It's not out of the realm of possibility that something bad happens. The 49ers had a couple injury years under Shanahan, and they didn't win a lot of games. There's no guarantee that they're going to be healthy this year. So if you told me right now 10-7 and the playoffs, absolutely, right, positively, I would take that. And the reason I would take it is because at least at that point I'd know that we still have a team that's good enough to make the playoffs, and we still have a team that's been there before, and they know how to play postseason football.
Hey, let me double back to something he said, because, again, I'm bringing Willard up because I love him, Steiny, but he had the greatest rebuttal to Manti Te'o saying he saw something in the preseason game, and Willard said, well, all the starters weren't playing, and I'm asking you now, Steiny, because we didn't have time yesterday. To me, he kind of obliterated what Manti said. Willard did. Like, what are you basing that on if it's not a real game? And even I told you I was intrigued by the notion of them being drained, but I guess
if
I was Te'o, I would have said, don't say yes, watch a preseason game that you've seen it.
First of all, they did use
some of the starters. All of them didn't play.
Right, but Purdy played, and the offensive line played in week two. I don't have a problem with him saying that. He knows more than I do, probably, right?
No, it perked my ears up. I just, after I think about it, like, okay, I guess what's going against the whole thing is, had he just said they look exhausted as opposed to the preseason? Like, because you're not going to see that dog or that zest in a preseason game, right?
I don't know.
But he, yeah.
10-7 and a playoff berth. Would you take it right now if you're a Niner fan? I'd actually be surprised if people didn't take that, because if I say 10-7, that probably means they didn't have one of their big guys get hurt.
Yeah, well,
and they go to the playoffs.
But you didn't win the division. I don't believe at 10-7, Stoney.
Okay,
but now you're ready to go on the road. First round, your wild card.
So you're not taking it. Okay. That's fine.
No, but I'm the guy that told you, and you probably don't remember, hey, it's a successful, just get to the playoffs. Then you go from there.
But it's not.
10-7. That means you just won three games more than you lost.
What did you just say?
Remember earlier, a couple months back, I was saying what would constitute a successful season for the Niners.
Okay.
And at one juncture, I was like, the playoffs. And then I changed that and said, no, it's NFC Championship.
If the 49ers make the playoffs and lose in the wild card round.
Oh, man. You would say something's closing or shut just a little more.
I got to see how it happens.
Right.
Did they have a lot of injuries or did they just have a down year? Bill M. says no, 11-6 at the least. All right. But if you say you're not taking 10-7, then you're not allowing for things to go wrong. And we've seen...
What about Ricky Pearsall?
He's ineffectual rookie.
No. What's going on? No preseason action in the blue net?
He's hurt.
But if you had to go up to a counter and bet, would you say this has gotten off to a bad start?
I would. Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah, with his history.
But, okay.
That's what I mean. Nobody's going to remember that over the Niners right now.
Okay, well, nobody's going to remember Pearsall's hurt if he plays 15 games. Like, nobody.
But he may. Yeah, all right. I mean, I give you that. But what if he's on the pup to start?
But this is what you do. It's like, yeah, okay, you worry about Pearsall, and you worry about, McCaffrey, because he rubbed his leg in the Super Bowl. I don't approach a season like that. Yeah. I approach it as though, yeah, guess what? If Brock Purdy gets hurt, we're in trouble.
But you're too young, I guess, from a Pearsall. Like, it was already, I don't want to say, it was already a pick to where, wow, it was kind of not controversial, but it was like, whoa, okay. But this kid is too young to be hurt and not play preseason games at all. He should have been Jerry Rice out there in the preseason. Like, y'all get rid. Like, that's how I think they had it designed. But to find out he had something on the Carfax report, and now my car is not starting to work, and I need a jump. How many times does that get fixed to turn around? That's all. And we had Herm Edwards on with the morning show, or with Willard and Dibbs.
I know.
So you're not worried.
It's not a matter of being worried, but I can't. Like, I don't worry about injuries. I can't. Mm. They happen, and you deal with them. And it's football. Like, guys get hurt. They just do.
This guy hadn't been tackled.
So, okay. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Yeah, Goo, he's a bust.
No, I'm not saying that.
Is that what you want?
No, I'm not saying.
Okay.
I just want some concern, because I think they have to be concerned over there.
Look, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Just because I'm not concerned. You know why? Because he's a rookie. He's a rookie. He wasn't going to win us a Super Bowl by himself anyway. He's a third or fourth wide receiver in his rookie year.
Well, we're a couple days from maybe being the second.
And like, here's the thing. You get to worry. I get to say, well, he played three full seasons of college football and never got hurt.